Oh shit, here we go again.
Welcome to the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast. Here are your hosts, Blake, Tyler, and Rob.
And here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known.
Hello and welcome in to the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, we are from where we are. And you are where you are. This is a special edition Thanksgiving week episode. I'm your host, Blake, joined only by Rob and also new Tyler, also known as Talia, my daughter. I don't know if she'll talk tonight, but she is here for a little bit. Rob, we decided just to do, we were going to have no podcast this week.
Correct.
And we're just decided to do something fun. We're not going to go through matchups. We're not going to do the normal everything. Probably not even going to touch news and notes unless there's something you really want to talk about. We just got a couple of fun things to talk about. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. And that's exactly it. We just decided kind of, I thought about it earlier today, you know, because it just wasn't going to work out because people were busy this week. And that's obvious. And who knows if anybody will actually listen to it because everybody will be busy. But we're going to put something out there in the ether. And we thought a little Thanksgiving themed thing. What are you thankful for? We'll get to those segments later. But yeah, just something fun to do.
Yeah, got to get a couple. We are a sponsored episode this week. So we've got a couple ads to play. Hashtag real sponsors is what they are. You know, so go ahead and tweet that. Let's get that one trending. Hashtag real sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's start this off, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I want to get into thankful because I always like to get a quick
little thing, just a little thing.
Just a quick one. How about a gut check? Okay. What are you drinking tonight? What are you feeling?
I got a little glass. You can see it, and we have a camera so we can see each other during the podcast. I have, as you can see, a small glass here of Old Smoky Caramel.
Excellent. I have, it's down on the floor here, so Talia doesn't get wild and whack it off.
Wow.
Don't touch that one. Don't touch that. Don't touch that at all.
I'm going to try not to.
I got an orange ice with both gin and a little bit of my homemade mead in it. It tastes delicious.
Nice.
And then also, I want to get, how are you feeling? So, we in the bag league here, we have a later trade deadline than most fantasy football leagues do.
Yeah.
I believe ours is after week 12.
It's December 6th. So it's like, next week. It's next week. Yes.
Yep. It's a little bit later than a lot of leagues, but how are you feeling in, cause also as everybody knows, we're in a dynasty together. That trade deadline is
after this week's games. Yes.
Are you feeling a little bit of trade deadline panic in both Bag or Drunken Dynasty, or how are you feeling?
Neither. I looked at my team. So we'll start with Bag because this is, you know, who we're aiming this for. I looked at my team and I was like, oh my God, normal years I have maybe one person that I drafted on my team because I make a lot of moves. I still made a lot of moves. I haven't made the most. I think that prize goes to Nick this year. But I have a lot of players still on my team that I drafted. So I don't feel the need to make any crazy moves right now. I built the team the way I built it to protect myself against injuries and such. So like this last week, I lost two running backs. Fine. It was terrible for the week. And that's why I did so terrible and lost. But I have both their direct backups. So I can weather that storm. I don't have to play any more waiver wire fun. So I'm feeling good. How about you? How are you? Oh, do you want me to touch on Dynasty before I have you go?
Yeah. Are you feeling any kind of pressure in Dynasty to get some trades done?
No, not pressure to get trades done. Today I felt the thought of what should I do? Do I need to start preparing? Is my team good enough to get me far in the playoffs and maybe get lucky and win this thing? Or am I looking for next year? And I'm trying to find a happy middle. So I could have made a trade today that would have, you know, gotten rid of some assets to be drafting with the next 2 years. And I didn't want to do that. So I didn't end up doing anything. And I'm kind of playing between. I traded some assets earlier in the year and I think I'm holding pat. I don't think I'm doing anything before the end of this week.
All right. Yeah, as far as I am, I mean, in bag, I think I'm going to echo largely what you said is I don't feel really any pressure to trade. I mean, I felt really good about my team out of the draft. Now, I've had some really unlucky strikes happen to me this year as far as scoring goes. But the moves I've made, the stacks I've created, I feel pretty good about them. And it's just kind of what I'm really adapting a Nate situation. I have the team I have, and that's who's going to play it for me the rest of the year.
There you go.
Now, Dynasty is a whole different story. I'm not going to get into everything, but, you know, I'm hoping to get to make at least one trade here in the next couple days. Upgrade my receiving room because my running back room is fantastic. My quarterbacks are extremely serviceable. I just need to make that one move to improve that receiver room. So I'm hoping to get something done there.
All right.
Let's continue. We're going to just do a quick little bit here. I opened up our bag league transaction profile and limited to just trades. We've had only 11 trades this year. I feel like that's few compared to previous years. How do you feel about it?
I mean, no, I think that's about right. I think there may be times where it's a little more, maybe closer to 15, but I think that's probably pretty fair.
What if I tell you that of those 11, 7 of them, so over half, were done in the month of October? There were none before October.
Yeah, that's different because usually there's a couple trades those first couple weeks as people try to, you know, are either tired of the person that they drafted that did crap for the first 2 weeks, or they drafted heavy at one position and then, you know, on purpose because it's like that's the way the draft fell. So they're like, hey, I got to move this piece so I can, you know, where I couldn't draft, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and since then in November, that's been a trade between – hang on a second.
Bless you.
Excuse me. A trade between you and Scary Terry, me and Kegerator, you and me, and then you and me.
Well, there you go.
it's really weird to see how those things go. We usually not take a chance to look it back in midseason to see how those things kind of went.
Right.
But let's get into our first little mini segment here. But before we do that, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. Yep, it definitely is Doc Serta's Old Fashioned Stuffing. So, Rob, why don't you take us away?
Oh, yeah. So Doc Serta's old-fashioned stuffing, it's the kind of stuffing that you get when you want the thickest stuffing possible. This stuff is so thick, you could put it in a pillowcase and sleep on it. It's that thick. It is great. Don't ask what it's made from. Doc Serta only knows. By the way, if you want it to be chewy, oh, my God, it's chewy. As a matter of fact, it's the chewiest thing you'll find. I wouldn't digest it if I were you. Look for it at Home Goods everywhere. That's Doc Serta's old-fashioned stuffing. Again, don't ask what it's made from.
Yes, thank you, Doc Serta, for your wonderful sponsorship. We look forward to all of those products. Remember, folks, don't digest it.
Yeah, it's for chewing only. Is what I think. America.
All right, so let's just get into something here, Rob. It's Thanksgiving week. It's time to be thankful. Let's just take a moment here. What are you most thankful for in life?
In life? I guess in life this year? I mean, I guess overall... there's one.
Well, you found my answer.
I guess overall it would be... I mean, and most people are going to say this, and it's because it's the time of year. I mean, that's what Thanksgiving's for, is getting together with family. So I guess it's family. Adding to the family, we added two pieces this year, one very small and one decently large, one with a little bit of hair and one with a lot of hair, and one female and one male. So if you guys didn't know, it's Talia and Sam added to the family this year. And so I guess that's what I'm most thankful for on a personal basis. You know, you could say the other things like, you know, job, you know, I like where I work and that kind of thing, but, and I, staying decently healthy, except for my blood pressure, which I hope we'll figure out soon. But at any rate, I guess it's got to be family, like most people. How about you?
Very similar to that one. You heard her talking here. I'm just glad that we have I'm thankful that we finally have a worthy replacement for Tyler and his incoherent babble on the podcast here. Oh. Tally's been a regular guest the last couple of weeks. But no, in on a serious note, no, I'm very thankful that all of my family and close family to that extent are doing well. I've adjusted well as long as my wife. Shout out to her. She's been fantastic this entire time. So no, that is really what I'm thankful for. But shifting it more towards back to a jovial and NFL note, Rob, how are you feeling? Who are you thankful for in fantasy this year?
Well, in fantasy, I mean, I guess I'm thankful that I'm officially not going to be in last place. That would be a nice thankful thing. And I can't even say, oh, in seriousness, blah, 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 because I'm serious about that. I'm very thankful that I didn't three-peat at the bottom and that CI Whitefish will be back next year. I'm also thankful that it's been a crazy year for stories. I mean, you had the whole going into the season, the Aaron Rodgers thing, and then who could have thought that four plays in, that was a disaster. And then look what's happened. And then, oh, yeah, he's our quarterback, and then now he's going to be the third string quarterback. It's a mess in New York for both teams. So there's just been a lot of storylines. So I guess I'm thankful for that because it's kept the NFL super duper interesting this year.
It's been fascinating. And in my opinion, the worst way. Like last year was a very interesting year because offense was down, touchdowns were down. It's just like, well, what do you do with this? This year, it's just even worse. Somehow the NFL took that and added hot sauce to it because now it's, not only is offense and scoring down, but also everybody's hurt. Congratulations.
Yeah. Actually, there was a thing Tom Brady talked about that, if you could believe, kind of being a little critical of the way the NFL is played now. You know, schemes aren't as good, he says. Players aren't as good. They're not as dedicated to the craft of being a whatever that now he didn't say this, but I don't think he said these exact words, but to me, what he's saying is like players are more interested in their brand, you know, as a group. Not there's individuals that are very, you know, dedicated to the craft and that's why they stand out so much. But as a whole, more care about the brand than they do working hard, you know, to get better every day. So, of course,
I'm totally.
That's also the old man response about, you know, these dang kids these days, you know, so you could take that with a grain of salt, too.
I'm 100% on board with that. People in the NFL these days are without a doubt, and I think inarguably more athletic than in the history of the NFL.
Sure.
Athletes are more explosive. They're stronger. They're able to do more things than anybody's ever been able to do. Quiet you. But, you know, I think with social media and everything, they're more dedicated to increasing their brand, their personality, their presence in the media, things like that. And then you look at people who, like Brock Purdy. I'm going to bring him up constantly because he's a great example for a lot of things that are football. He just wants to be a good quarterback, and that's all he is. And that's what he's dedicated himself to do. And you don't see that as much in today's NFL like he used to.
No, it's true. 100%.
Brock
Purdy is this time's Tony Romo.
Yeah, and until he went to Super Bowl, then he'll become this time's Tom Brady.
Okay, well, there you go. That's fine.
All right, well, I am not prepared for this. If you guys haven't noticed, this has been a scramble of a show, but we're going to get into thankfulness, but in specific teams.
Okay. You just got to tell me what team we're doing. And
we're going to start with Tyler's team, and I'm going to have you take her off here. And what I want you to do is go through the roster and who should they be most thankful for? It's basically of the poor man's MVP midseason.
Oh, I gotcha. I mean, looking at his roster, I mean, I think the things he's most thankful for is probably his stack of Kelce Mahomes, right? Now, that's probably the most thing he's unthankful for, because it hasn't bared the fruit that he thought it would. It 100% has not bared the fruit that it has in years past. Mahomes is down a little bit, and Kelsey's down, especially if Taylor Swift isn't in the audience watching him. Then he gets, you know, under 50 yards, where if she's there, he gets a touchdown and over 100. So I guess he's not thankful for that. But he's probably thankful for that stack and maybe some of his depth, but that would be the most thankful thing, is that the Mahomes-Kelce stack.
Yeah, either that, because he's about as thankful of that stack as I was a couple years ago when I had the Mahomes-Tyreek Hill stack. And yeah, it was almost as up and down as they have been this year. So
there you go.
Either that, or I'd say, if you're going off those 3 weeks, Devon Achane.
Well, sure. It got him. Yeah. I mean, he was undefeated when Achane was playing, and then he hit a skid.
Yeah. Especially
without Achane and other things. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the Shakas.
Oh, God. What aren't they thankful for?
Yeah, what could the Shakas possibly be thankful for?
I mean, they're thankful for everybody that they picked at the time, taking shots on people, have come true. So they talked about Jahmyr Gibbs, right? And we didn't know if he was going to really be a thing as a rookie. You know what I'm saying? Especially with Montgomery there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs has been a thing. DeAndre Swift, who was junked from Detroit, he took a chance on him. Who knew at the beginning of the year how Philly was going to run the ball? Well, now DeAndre Swift is obviously the alpha there, and he would have been drafted much higher had we known.
All right, Rob, I'm going to interrupt.
Keep going. I'm just like, you just go up and down this lineup. It's all people that came true.
What Monty here is thankful for, and it leans right into what you were saying, your point.
Yeah, but good drafting.
The meat of the matter is that this team, Monty, went, yeah, it is a passing league. I'm going to take my first three picks and grab Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, and DJ Moore.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 in that order, and then I'm going to fill in the rest.
Right, and to his credit, all of his fill-ins, which when you do that, you take a danger at skunking out on these running backs, right? He didn't. He hit on all these running backs. And you take a danger at skunking out at your quarterback, too, because you're having to take those running backs in those mid, what will you call the 4 to 7 rounds, where some of the top quarterbacks go. He took a shot that Tua wouldn't get a concussion immediately out of the gate like he had 3 of last year. And he's been... I mean, he's been up and down, but if you take him as a total, he's been super solid. Isn't he like number 4 or 5 quarterback for the year? So, I mean, where he took him, that's gold. So, yeah, he took the shot. He went receiver, 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 filled in the rest, and it has turned out just fine for him.
All right, Rob, what are you most thankful for on the Fly Eagles Fly? You said how it's nice that you're not in danger of getting last place, but as far as your roster construction – Where are you sitting at? What are you thinking about?
I mean, I'm thankful the way I went. I'm thankful I didn't listen to the voice in the back of my head that said, "Are you really going to draft Christian McCaffrey 2 years in a row?" And I just said, "Yeah, you are." And I'm glad I did. So I'm thankful that I stuck with Christian McCaffrey, even though most people thought, "Oh, no brainer." Well, now it really looks like that. And because of that, that made my number one receiver end up being AJ Brown. Also thankful for that. So I'm just thankful for the way the draft turned out, and the moves that I made for the most part have been pretty good as far as the trades I've made and those kinds of things. I wish there's a couple drops I made early in the year. Like I wish I would have hung on to, Dalton Kincaid. I drafted late in the draft. And it didn't look like with Knox there that he was going to get much anything. And then Knox gets hurt after a week or two after I dropped him, after I made the Hockenson trade, by the way, so he was expendable. But he would have been a nice little piece to have still. So, but otherwise, very thankful. And that I stuck – here's the number one thing. Every year I struggle with a defense, and I end up just trying to play matchups, and you always pick the wrong one the wrong week. I am thankful I stuck with the Chiefs. I pretty much got them like week two or three, and I've stuck with them since. So I'm thankful for that. Thank you, Chiefs, for finally being a good defense.
All right. Look at the Kegerator. 4-7.
Yeah.
Not quite as bad as the Scary Terry, but what is this team thankful for? I mean, the running backs that they were dreading to have to settle for, James Cook and David Montgomery, I think those ended up just fine for them. But yeah, honestly, I think their best move is finally trading for George Kittle three or four weeks ago. Wow. Yeah. It helped to beat me in the matchup that Kegerator and I just had. But getting Kittle and Amari Cooper has really helped this team out be steady, I think.
Yeah, Cooper probably not so much going forward since they lost their quarterback. So that's going to be an up and down affair. I mean, the biggest thing he's got to be thankful for is the first several games, it looked like he was contending for that last place spot. So, you know, he's got to be thankful that he's put together some wins, some people got healthy. You know, he's probably really thankful that Jonathan Taylor signed a long-term deal and is back now after the bye week, going to be up to full speed. That Montgomery's back healthy. The kid could make a run here at the end of the year. You know, if Lamar Jackson can stay steady, you know, he's got a good lineup. So he could put some wins together and sneak in if the teams above him fall.
Yeah, which is a very close division this year.
It very much so is.
How about sticking in the same division? We got Cut My Tea Bags. They were on a hot streak there for a little bit. Now they dropped to 6-5. I mean, this team, I would say the Derrick Henry trade hasn't worked out great for them. That's going to be probably what, leaning into what I'm most thankful for when we get to my team.
Sure.
Probably this team's waiver ads, I would venture.
Yeah, I mean, I know what they're not thankful for. They're probably not thankful for Cooper Kupp because, you know, he was hurt the first part of the season and then he came back, but I'm not going to be, and now he's hurt again. I'm not going to be negative though, because he has had some problems. He's probably thankful he picked up CJ Stroud, who, when he lost Justin Fields, after Fields finally figured his life out and had two like huge games and then gets hurt, and he has CJ Stroud, who showed that the first part of the year when you're like, okay, the rookie's having a few couple games. No. If he was on the waiver right now, everybody would be spending all their fab to get him.
Yeah, wait a minute. Repeat me, because CJ Stroud, Kyren Williams, Devin Singletary, Rashid Shaheed, all these are waiver additions by this team.
Yeah. And he probably wishes maybe he didn't trade Tyreek Hill away. So that's a possibility too. But again, we're talking about thankful. So I think he's thankful for his waiver ads. Even though he doesn't have any money left, he made good ones. And he's probably also thankful he stuck with Jake Ferguson, who through the first part of the year, it was like, why are you sticking with Jake Ferguson? Why wouldn't you trade for Kittle when you were trying to trade Kittle at the beginning of the year? And he's like, it's been borne out. Jake Ferguson has done pretty decent for him. So,
all right. Before we get into our last five teams.
Okay.
Rob, why don't you...
Oh, yeah. No, we do have a commercial right here, yeah?
Yeah, we do. Which one are we doing?
Okay, so right now, I think the next or the remaining part of this segment is going to be brought to you by Turnkey Turkey. Blake, why don't you tell us about Turnkey Turkey?
Turnkey Turkey. All right. You know, when it's Thanksgiving week, as everybody knows, nobody wants to put in that work for a turkey all day. So subscribe to Turnkey Turkey Solutions here. It is the world's first fully digital turkey. That's right, folks. It's all online. It's not quite an NFT, but it can be EAT, I guess, with your eyes. If you feel like you want to put it's a turkey on a screen, folks. Fully digital. It looks succulent as hell. I've seen it. You put it on your monitor. Everybody can have the vision and the feel of a turkey in the room with none of that smell and gunk or guilt of eating a free bird. But use Turnkey Turkey and have the turkey vibes at your Thanksgiving.
Turnkey Turkey, brought to you by Back Alley Barbecue, always has been and always will be tryptophan free.
All right, so let's go into the Iowa Corn Wieners, Rob. They've made quite a few moves. I'm gonna say right here. If I was this team, I'm thankful for every move that I've made this year, because if I'm this team, I'm in a hole at a draft, especially after 2 weeks of NFL. I am looking at my team. I'm like, this is not working. Yeah. And this team made some really solid moves, some trades, some waiver acquisitions, and now they're a contender for the playoffs here.
Yeah, I mean, very much so. They've got to be really thankful they traded for Tyreek Hill. I mentioned that, you know, and we were talking about Nick's team. They've got to be super thankful they picked up Dalton Kincaid, right? And they got to be super thankful that they, you know, had Sam Howell back up while Trevor Lawrence was kind of struggling. It seems like Lawrence might be back. You know, they've got pieces here. Brandon Ayuk, you know, even though they traded away TJ Hockenson, boy, Brandon Ayuk has been really, really solid and has been coming on here lately and had a superb game this last week. I think he had career highs in like everything. So yeah, this team is not, if he makes the playoffs, it's not one I want to face. Would you?
No, not really. Yeah. All I'm focused on is making the playoffs.
So yeah, I think he's thankful for the moves that he made, but probably the number one is that he's got Tyreek Hill. He's got the alpha cheetah here that is like the linchpin to his team.
So yeah, while we were mentioning my team, let's just get through it.
Let's do it. What are you most thankful for on your team?
I'm thankful I got out of the Derrick Henry rock when I did, because he's been I don't know, what do you want to call it? Startable.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple games over 100, but he said when they get behind, they don't run Derrick Henry's. That's the issue.
Yeah, so I'm happy that I believed in my Eckler and Breece Hall, which is kind of why I drafted Henry in the second round and I took the chance on Breece Hall. If Hall didn't turn out, then I was going to stick with the Henry move.
Yeah,
and see what I could do. So I'm happy. I'm very thankful that I made that move, because the rest of my team has been, you know, figure out what we can do at receiver and kind of work on the rest. So that's about where I'm at.
All right.
I've been really defeating myself the last couple of weeks, which I need to get over, but.
Yeah. I told you to follow your heart. Stop going crazy. You have a good lineup in. I am looking at it this week. These are the people you should be playing. You should not change anything.
But talk about, here's Tubby.
Oh no, you should. Cause I'm playing you. Yeah. You should play Hopkins, Romeo Dubs, and probably Dalvin Cook and Najee Harris. Please play those people.
All right. Well, let's get into here's Tubby, like I said. And this team's easy. This team just has to be thankful that their shit people that they drafted are producing this year. I mean, we hated Adam Thielen, Christian Kirk going into this year. We hated Alvin Kamara. We hated, you know, we weren't fans of ETN, especially stacking with Christian Kirk. And this team should just be thankful that all these people are the number ones on their team.
Right. And that they're getting healthy and have non-suspensions now, because that was their problem at the beginning of the year, was suspension, Josh Jacobs coming out slowly. The fact that, Jamar Chase's quarterback.
Burrow.
I just thought of it as soon as you said it. He came out of the gate slowly. So, of course, Chase came out of the gate slowly. So everything was slow for this team the first four games, which is why he was down there in last place as well. Then all that turned around. Now, of course, Burrow's gone for the year. So we'll see what Chase does. But Adam Thielen seems to be all right. And Josh Jacobs is back. And Brock Purdy had a perfect game this last week, pretty much. So I think he's in good shape. Again, much like Sam, a team you don't want to have to face, because they could score 110 points, but they could also score 180. So.
All right, let's get into Scary Terry quick. I feel like this one should be quick because they don't have very much to be thankful for.
I mean, we're trying to be positive here. So, Deontay Johnson, that he came back.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Because he seems to be, after he came back, George Pickens seems to be an afterthought in that offense. And so you got to feel good about playing him every single week. I'd also be real thankful that you have four tight ends on your roster. I think that seems like a great plan. Why wouldn't you want Evan Engram, Logan Thomas, Tyler Higbee, and Zach Ertz?
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Chris, your team's bad, and I feel sorry for you.
Dude, you got to put it positive. I'm saying it positively.
Chris, your team is bad. Yay. All right, our last team to go through thankfulness here is the Fighting Hedgehogs. I don't know about this one, dude. They're sitting right there along with me. So, and this team hasn't made a ton of moves. So it's like, we can't point to any one of those. They've had a decent amount of underperforming things. What do you think? Tank Dell?
Yes. Tank Dell was their big free agent pickup. They spent like 35 buccarinis on him. And he's produced as a top 15 receiver, as a rookie. So yeah. If you're thankful for anyone, it's Tank Dell. You can plug him and play him, especially with the other two receivers kind of been banged up off and on here. So, yeah, Tank Dell.
All righty. We've got one more segment in today's show for you guys. We're going to just snap predict number one position or another number one at position from here on out.
All right.
Yale Bulldogs. Wow. All right. As you can tell, I'm just going through the bumpers provided to me and figuring out one that fits maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little.
Before we get into deep into this segment, though, we do have one final sponsor.
Who's that?
Rob, this show is also brought to you. Well, brought to our listeners by Kronos' Cranberries. Rob, why don't you tell us about Kronos' Cranberries?
Oh, Kronos' Cranberries. So if you ever, you know, during Thanksgiving, you know, we love the kids. Thanksgiving's all for family and the kids. However, after about, half a cocktail, the kids start to get annoying. You know, you put them at the kids' table, and that's not doing anything. So how do you get rid of them? Kronos' Cranberries. You feed him Kronos' Cranberries, and you know all about Kronos. It'll take care of the kid problem, no problem. Lickety-split. Quicker than you can say, oops, I ate the kids. Kronos' Cranberries, it'll get you there.
Oopsie, indeed. Boy, that's a deep cut for anybody who gets that. Please let us know.
Please let us know.
Idea. All right, Rob. Well, how this segment's going to go quick is... I'm going to bring up the position. You're going to give me your decision, and then I'll give you mine, and then move on to the next one, and we'll flip-flop the order. So, right. Starting with the quarterback. Now, this isn't who's going to be the number one at this position at the end of the year. It is who do you think is best from right now going into week 11? Or is this week? Yeah, this is week 11, right?
Yes.
Going into week 11 till week 18, who's going to be the best fantasy producer at the position at quarterback? Go. What do you got?
Well, actually, to be fair, last week was week 11.
Oh, then this
is week 12, 13, 14. We have 3 weeks left in the regular season and then playoffs. Who I think is going to be the highest scoring quarterback from now through the end of the fantasy playoffs, I'm going to stick with Josh Allen. He's been number one so far. I still think he'll score the most points because they need him to. They haven't done anything on the reg so far this year. Their defense has been hurt, so people are able to do things against them. I just think it'll be Josh Allen. I had an honorable mention for a different quarterback, but this might be who you pick, so I'm going to stick with Josh Allen.
Yeah, we were talking about this off screen, and I'm legitimately torn. They are right next to each other in the quarterback scoring of the year. in Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott. And I'm just going to go with Dak. I'm going to go with the homer pick of Cowboys. I think their playoff schedule, or their remaining of regular season and NFL schedule, is very, very favorable to the passing offense.
It's tasty. Starting with Thanksgiving against the worst defense in the league.
Yeah, and as we've seen, you know, them versus Carolina and the Giants in the last couple of weeks, they don't care if they're way ahead. They're still going to throw the ball. They aren't going to be afraid. So give me Dak.
All right.
Next up, we've got the running back position. Did I feel good about this one?
I don't know if you did.
Just do it. I'm torn because the two running backs that I want to go with each face the Kansas City Chiefs, who are number three ranked at run defense.
They're pretty good, but you're taking this as an aggregate.
I'm taking this as an aggregate, and I hate this. I'm going to go with Ramondre Stevenson with the New England Patriots.
Oh my God. That's a limb pick. You're out there on that limb.
I am on that limb.
All right. I'm chalking it. I went with the number one quarterback currently, and I'm going to go with the number one running back currently. I'm going with CMC. You were talking about matchups. I just think he's matchup proof. So I'm going to stick with him. An honorable mention. Can I give an honorable mention?
Running back, sure.
I mean, he hasn't shown it, but Derrick Henry has such a gorgeous playoff schedule.
Yep, I was in there on the Derrick Henry train also.
I mean, Derrick Henry, if he's ever going to do it, if he's ever going to Yeti out this year, it's got to be the next several games. So he could certainly do it.
All right, Rob, how about the right wide receiver?
See, I was between two, and I know who you're taking. So I can't really go with that, though I want to go with that and change my answer. Can I go with that and change my answer?
Yeah, go for it.
Because I'm literally going chalk here, because your number one receiver is Tyreek Hill, but he's an alien. He's unguardable. I don't think it matters who he plays. So fuck, I'll stick with Tyreek Hill. But just know, the person Blake's going to pick is who I'm torn between.
Yeah, I think it's going to be CeeDee Lamb. For the same exact reason why I chose Dak Prescott. It's crazy. It's crazy what CeeDee Lamb has done since the bye. It's gone fucking nuclear, that Dallas offense.
So, hey, do you remember, just as an aside, think back, not this year, but before last year, when they let Amari Cooper go for a couple nuggets and a shiny ring, and everybody was like, oh, can CeeDee Lamb be the number one in Dallas? Can he carry the load? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think he could be the number one. Yeah.
Yeah, and
that story's done.
It would help if Amari Cooper was there also. I mean,
oh, well, yeah.
What are you going to do? Guard Amari Cooper or guard CeeDee Lamb? And then you let Matthew Gallup go. You have other pieces that you can play with in that third slot.
Oh, yes.
So
then there had to be something going on internally, because why do you re-sign Michael Gallup coming off an injury? You should have let him go with an injury settlement. Re-signed, especially when you saw what that year, then what all the receivers got paid. You could have got Amari Cooper to sign for a $16 million deal over the next 3 years per year, and had those two. And yeah, it could have been what could have been.
Yep.
Anyway.
So let's get into the tight end position, which is it's my most fraught one. I don't know what to do.
It was tough. We both hemmed and hawed on this one during the commercial break.
I'm torn. I'm still torn between two.
I'm torn still. Also,
I'm torn between the matchups on paper, which is, and David Njoku, or the talent and
I mean, Njoku is talented, but he doesn't have the quarterback talent. There you go.
Fine. The youth and the usage in the offense that is Sam Laporta.
Okay.
They both have very favorable.
We're just going to each give two here then.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're given two. I like both for the both reasons you said.
So I'm going to go both, but I'm going to lean Njoku's way with the sheer amount of volume he got in the rookie quarterback's first start.
So I like two. I like Hockenson's matchups the rest of the way. I know that probably after the bye, Jefferson comes back, but that's a lot of people's assumptions. He keeps talking on social media, y'all, I don't give two shits about fantasy. I care about getting right. And he's not coming back till he feels he's 100%. So who knows? It was a bad hamstring injury. But regardless, even when he was there, I mean, TJ Hockenson was doing really well. I'm between him and Kelsey. I still think Kelsey is going to be good the rest of the year. So I'm between those two. I'm probably, if I had to, just because with a new quarterback who's been leaning on Hockenson, he gets another shiny toy back. Maybe it might change. And we've seen in Kansas City that the wide receivers can't catch balls. Kansas City is losing because the wide receivers have the most drops in the league. I have a feeling that if he knows what's good for him, Mahomes is going to throw to Kelsey at least 50% of the time the rest of the year, so that they can win games. So I'm going to lean towards Kelsey.
All right. One last thing. Surprise you before we get the hell out of here. Ah! If you were the deciding vote on the NFL MVP committee today, who's getting the MVP today?
The MVP of the league?
Yes.
Wow. That's a tough call. Wow. I mean, I don't think any quarterback has been – usually you'd go to a quarterback, right? Nobody has been above and beyond.
I think there's one.
Oh, you think Brock Purdy is the MVP? Oh.
No.
C.J.
Stroud.
He's rookie of the year. He's not going to get MVP.
I think he's a serious contender for the MVP, but who are you giving it?
I mean, God, the guy got 80 million touchdowns in a row. You got to think about CMC. You also got to look at the receivers. If Tyreek Hill continues on this tear and actually approaches 2,000 yards, you got to think about Tyreek Hill.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope everybody has a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah, hey, by the way, before we exit out, hey, we're thankful for all of you for being in our league, for listening, for contributing like you do in the chats and just in the league in general. We appreciate you and thank you, and we hope you're here with us for a long time.
You guys are all fantastic. I'm a slut, so I always want more. Just give me more. More of what you do. I want it. Give it to me.
But you're a football family, yes.
Everybody have a fantastic holiday.
Yes. Enjoy, guys.